Radio Prague News.
The Chinese ambassador fails to explain the ban on a Czech minister. Lyricist Michal Horáček will stand in presidential elections. And the Czech Republic is rated low on empathy. Chinese ambassador to Prague was called on to explain Thursday the circumstances surrounding Beijing's last-minute ban on Agriculture Minister Marianne Jurečka heading a delegation to the country. The ambassador met with Deputy Foreign Affairs Minister Martin Tlapa, where the subject was raised. The meeting had been scheduled previously. Christian Democrat Jurečka has been an outspoken backer of party colleague and culture minister Daniel Herman in a recent row over the circumstances of his meeting with Tibetan spiritual leader the Dalai Lama. The Czech agriculture delegation was part of an agreed programme aimed at cutting China's massive trade surplus with the Czech Republic. Deputy Minister Tlapa said after the meeting that the ambassador could not give reasons for the ban and apparently did not know them. Attempts will be made to fix further dates for Jurečka's visit. Famous lyrics writer Michal Horáček declared he will run for Czech president in elections due in 2018. Horáček declared himself as a non-party candidate in a press conference on Thursday. He has been mulling the move since April. He said he could cover the costs of the campaign himself and is now only looking for volunteers to help. He added that his campaign will stress the central role for the Czech Republic's future of both the EU and NATO. Current head of state Miloš Zeman, frequently criticised for his friendly relationships with Russia and China, has not declared yet whether he will run for another term in direct elections. Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka began a two-day official visit to Sweden on Thursday, the first by a Czech government leader since 2007. Sobotka will be accompanied by a large business delegation, mostly from the energy, transport and engineering sectors. A meeting with Swedish counterpart Stefan Löfven will take place on Thursday. Discussions will also cover stepped-up defence cooperation, a key issue given the fact that the Czech army uses the Swedish-built JAS-39 jet to defend its airspace. The European Commission is set in the next days to give final clearance to Czech subsidies for solar and wind power totalling around 40 billion crowns, according to Thursday's edition of the business daily Hospodářské noviny. The aid covers renewable power facilities put into operation between 2006 and 2011. And staying with business, the Czech National Bank has upped its forecast for growth this year. The figure for GDP growth now stands at 2.8% compared to 2.4% given in August. But the bank sees growth easing to 2.9% compared with the previous figure of 3%, and the same 2.9% should continue into 2018. The bank sees inflation continuing to pick up and slightly exceed the target 2% rate by late 2017 or early 2018. And finally, the Czech Republic and most of its Central European neighbours are among the least empathetic countries in the world, according to a US survey. Michigan State University attempted to survey around 104,000 people aged between 18 and 90 in 63 countries worldwide and tried to rank their overall empathy. On the basis of those scores, the Czech Republic was placed 55th, ninth from the bottom. Slovakia was placed 57th. The most empathetic countries are Ecuador, Saudi Arabia, Peru, Denmark and the United Arab Emirates, according to the survey. I'm Chris Johnston and that was the news.